Hi, everybody. This is Gatsad. Hope your weekend is progressing nicely. Many people have asked me what my routine has been to on my weight loss journey, a journey that I've been on for 20 plus years. As some of you may know, I used to be a competitive soccer player and a runner for many, many years in my life. The first 2 plus decades of my life, I was grossly underweight. Typically weighing less than 130 pounds. The lowest I was as an adult was 122 pounds. When I ran my first marathon in 1985, I had been measured at 4.3% body fat. 35 years later, I'm a lot more than that. But in any case, over the years, I've tried many diets. They'd work, then they'd stop working, then they'd work, then I'd put on the weight, and so on. And so in my latest journey, it seems to be working really well so far. And so people ask what it is that I'm doing. And so here it is. I'm going to read it for you. I posted it a few minutes ago on my social media. I hope it proves helpful to you. Go get it. Here we go. Right. So many people have asked how I've been able to lose a lot of weight. Here's my routine. No need to critique it. Read it. And if you like it, try it. If not, ignore and move on. The reason why I say this, by the way, is because while many people are, really well-meaning, people start writing to me, a thousand different comments. Some are nice, some are not nice. You're a moron, you're an idiot. This is what you should do, this is not what you should do. I'm just sharing what's been working with me. If you like it, try it. If you don't, don't. There's nothing magical about what I'm doing. I'm typically skipping breakfast. For lunch and dinner, I have roughly 400 to 500 calorie meals comprised of a protein, usually fish, and lots of vegetables. I also have a few hundred calories of snacks. Coffee with cream, frozen raspberries, yogurt with cucumbers, etc. My wife keeps track of every calorie that I ingest. By the way, that's always whenever I've been on a diet and it works, is where really I am accountable to every calorie. When I start sort of winging it and going on intuition, that's when it breaks down typically. My typical daily intake is between 1400 to 1600 calories. In terms of exercise, we have an elliptical, a treadmill, and a stationary bike at home. Weather permitting, my wife and I go for long walks, 60 plus minutes. I make sure to always hit 14,000 steps daily, and I also try to do some floor exercises, sit-ups, push-ups, and some tension rope pulling to mimic weights. I weigh myself once a week, again, to be accountable to the scale. Usually, the time when I've gotten most into trouble is where I turn into an ostrich myself. The guy who coined ostrich parasitic syndrome becomes an ostrich, and I don't weigh myself for, a year or 2 years, and suddenly, oops, look, I've put on 18 pounds. And so just make sure that you are accountable to the state, to the scale, so that you can intervene if you see that you're going in the wrong direction. The key is to stick to it. The heaviest that I weighed was an astounding 256 pounds, which for someone of my height is quite a lot. I mean, that's a middle linebacker in the NFL. So, I may be 6, 7 inches shorter than a middle linebacker, but that's how much I weighed. I'm quickly dropping toward 200 pounds. The objective, Darwin willing, is to reach the 199 pound mark by no later than end of March. Wish me luck, and if this motivates you, great. Cheers, everyone. So that's really my secret. I manage the calories that I put in. I try to eat a very healthy diet. No, so it's not, just fat. It's not, think of it this way. Probably the most successful, or I think the most successful diet of all possible diets is the Mediterranean diet. It really is rooted in moderation. You eat a bit, very, very little bad stuff, and then you have, fish and olive oil and vegetables and so on and so forth. And so that's what I'm doing, managing my calories, exercising a lot, not snacking much, and the weight is coming right off. The key, of course, as I said, is to stick with it for a long time so that your new plateau becomes the weight that you'd like to be at. So probably have a few more pounds to go before I hit 200, and then if I could bring it down to 180, oh boy, I would be a danger to society. Have a great weekend, everybody, and hope this was helpful. There's a secret to at least my losing weight. Cheers, everybody.